Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
64 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
66 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
68 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
70 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
72 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Sunny.
72 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
72 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Clear.
71 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special the National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Clear.
70 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Clear.
66 degrees. Updated weather. Flood advisory. Flood advisory. Flood advisory. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Clear.
63 degrees. Flood advisory. Flood advisory. Flood advisory. Good morning. 1100 hours.
Clear.
62 degrees. Flood advisory. Flood advisory. Flood advisory. Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Clear.
61 degrees. Flood advisory. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Clear.
60 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours.
Clear.
58 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
Clear.
57 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours.
Clear.
56 degrees.
KSA HSE Mobile Monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
Clear.
55 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours.
Clear.
54 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours.
Clear.
54 degrees. Node 27339 connected to W8UM VHF.
N2IS, looking for a radio check.
This is KG4BT, sending good Ivan.
See, this is N2IS. Yeah, thanks, Grayson. You sound good on your side, too. 73, I'll see you in the next. This is N2IS.
the East Coast Reflector will have a net beginning in 5 minutes. Please stand by.
Good. I want to ask a quick question before you go on to the net. Would you remember CFARS, Victor Alpha 7, Charlie Michael?
CFARS. They have a net every Tuesday night at 7:30 on 14736. We are on the East Coast Reflector, so there might be other people hearing us right now.
Sure. Okay. But I was talking to Canadian Forces Radio Service. Do you remember?
Oh, yep. I sure do.
As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting ecr.radio/logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is ecr.radio/logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign, and only your call sign, to 716-317-9050. Net Control will be notified of your check-in, and they will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in and outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
This is Jim.
Stand by for 2 more minutes.
Good evening, this is Vicki, K8VKY on the Usenet. Tonight we've got Gracian, KG4BUT, and we've also got Ivan, N2IF. Tonight's question, who taught you the most? Right. Oh, and don't forget Sal, W2SAL, he'll be on the second half with Gracian. The way this is going to work is either Sal or I will take seconds, and then we'll hand it over to the kids to ask their questions. So, taking seconds twice and slowly, please. Okay. All right. I know we haven't been here for a while, but still got to check in and help the kids out. We do have WB8ODS, Dave from Ypsilanti. We've got Randy from West Seneca, W2RBC, and Mike, KB2UDB. Anybody else?
KB2IPA, Kilo Echo 2, India Papa Juliet.
Zen2ZSX, Chet and Chickawaga.
N3DQD, November 3 Delta, Quebec Delta.
November 1, Whiskey Echo Bravo, N1WEB.
KD3AJN, Kilo Delta 3, Alpha Juliet, November.
All right, we've got Anna, KD3AJN. We've got Roy, K-A-8-D-Y-U, Web, and 1-W-E-B. Ray, N-3-D-Q-D. We've got Alan and maybe Maddie, N-2-Z-V-N. We had, this sounded like N-2-C-S-X. Sound like maybe Chet. Can you come again, please?
This is November 2, Zebra Scan X-ray, N2CSX. November 2, Zebra Scan X-ray, Zebra.
All right, so we got you in there, thank you. We got Dean, KE2ITJ. And that's the top of that list. All right, I'll turn it on over to Ivan. And we can welcome them back. And again, tonight's question is, who taught you the most? K-A-V-K-Y.
Good evening, everybody. This is Ivan, N2IF. And, the question of the night is, who taught you the most? First up on our list is WB8ODF Dave in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Please come now.
I'm sorry, did you call me WB8ODF?
Actually,
that's correct. WBA ODF. Question line is, who taught you the most? WBA ODF,
Dave in
Ypsilanti,
Michigan. Are you still
with us? Yes, I'm sorry. I had the volume. I had my thumb on the PTT button and my volume all the way down. Sorry about that. Yes, I'm here. And I've been on radio since 1969. It's really hard for me to think about who taught me the most. That would be, you know, that question would be, well, what about this subject or that subject or this subject? So I'm going to say I don't know. I will give the person that got me into ham radio, his call sign was Whiskey Alpha 8 Zulu Victor Bravo, W-A-8-Z-V-B. And I would say he taught me the most to get me started. This is Dave, WB8ODF, and welcome back, guys. I know school's coming back in, but we missed you while you were out. This is Dave, WB8ODF.
Well, yeah, thank you very much, Dave, and nice hearing you on. It's definitely been a while, and, Sunday 3, next up we have W2RBC, Randy in West Seneca, New York. Please come now.
Good evening, Ivan, everyone on the UConnect. I worked with an engineer who was my mentor at my first engineering job. Back to net control, 73 to all, W2RBC.
Roger that. 73 to you there, Randy, and nice hearing you on tonight. 73. Next up we have KD2UDB at Mike in Sebring, Florida. Please come now.
Good evening, everyone on the deck. I have to say it was my oldest brother that has now passed away that taught me a lot. So I'm thankful for what he taught me. So there you have it. Thanks for picking me up tonight, and good to hear you out here. Looking forward to hearing you out here more often. KB2, you need to be back to that.
Roger that. 73 is there, Mike. Nice to hear you on. And 73, next up we have KE2IPJ, Bean in Comet, New York. Please come out.
Good evening, and thanks for doing this. This is Bean. I've only been a ham for about 3 months now, so I'm still learning a lot, but I would have to say that the guys at the Great South Bay Radio Club in Long Island have really been helpful to me with everything, particularly Kevin Morgan, who's a teacher there, helped me prepare for my technician exam, and I'm really grateful. Back to net. Have a great night, everyone.
Well, Roger that. 73 to their Dean. Next up we have N2 ZSX Chet in Buffalo, New York. Please come now.
Yeah, N2 ZSX. So I'm kind of be in and out. Nothing real to report. Thanks, Raven. 73.
Next up, we have N2 ZVM Impost, Mary, Ellen, and Kendall, New York. Please come now.
Good evening, Ivan. Everyone, welcome back. We certainly missed you, and so glad it's back. Your HughesNet is back on again. It's just me tonight. Maddie's off doing Maddie things. And so, to answer your question, I want to say my parents. They gave me the best start in life and the most knowledge. I was an observer when I was young, and my mind soaked everything up like a sponge, and watching my mom do things, and it's amazing that the things you know today just by what you saw back then, and my dad, working with workshop, on the electronics bench and that, and he had a very different way of teaching me. I would have a question, and he would answer it briefly, and then if I needed to know more, he would show me how to find it. And I would, of course, I wanted to know, so I read, and then I went over it with him the next day, and, you know, it was either, yep, you got it, or, well, no, here's a better explanation. But I think they gave me all the basis, you know, what I know. At any rate, welcome back, and hope you guys had a great summer. And to the end, back to that.
Roger that, Alan. I can really agree with that. I would say that would be my same answer to this question. But anyway, 73 is either. Have a good one. Nice hearing you on. Next up, we have N3DQD, Ray in Beaver, Pennsylvania. Please come out.
Yeah, good evening, Ivan, Vicky, the rest of the net in there this evening. Well, if you're asking about amateur radio, I did an internship back in 1976, and at lunchtime, the guy that was my supervisor would test me on code and theory, and then he scheduled another ham to give me my novice exam at that time. So, and as far as learning a lot about life, etc. I had a coworker that I was with for 24 years, and I learned quite a bit from her. Fact enough, this is N3DQD.
Well, Roger, thanks. I'm just curious to their read. You have a good one. Next up, we have N1WEV Web in Calgaryville, Tennessee. Please come now.
Thank you, Ivan, and good evening to the net. Welcome back, HughesNet. Put me down for my parents. My parents gave me a value system and basic knowledge of life that I think carried me further than pretty much anything else. There's been some good teachers out there, too, but I'm going to give this one to my parents. N1WEB.
Roger that, 73 to the web, and I can say the same thing. Have a good one. Next up, we have KA8BYU, Roy, in Blaisdell, New York. Please come now. KA8BYU, Roy, in Blaisdell, New York. You're still with us? All right, we'll mark in and out there. 73 to the Roy, and next up, we have KG3AJN, Anna, in Beaver, Pennsylvania. Please come now.
Good evening, Ivan and Vicky and everyone else on the net tonight. It's great to have you back again. If you're talking about just general things, I'm not real sure about that one. But for ham radio, it was Ray. Everyone have a good night. KD3AJN.
I'm sorry, it kind of sounded like it cut off when you said that last part about Mentor for Ham Radio. Can you come back there?
Yes, for Ham Radio, it was Ray, N3DQD.
Okay, yeah. And 73 said, Andy, you have a good one. Next up we have WD5DO1, Don in Corpus Christi, Texas. Please come out.
Well, good evening to you, Ivan. Welcome back. And to the rest of the net as well. Welcome back. Missed you guys over the summer. In addition to my parents, I would have to give a nod to my scout leader, an Explorer Scout. So we had an Explorer Scouts troop that did nothing but electronics. And he poured a tremendous amount of knowledge into preteens and teenagers for over 2 years. It was just amazing. Back to you, sir. WD5DLN.
Sorry, there's better now you have going. Next up, we have my buddy, W2SAL, Sale, down in Chicago, New York. Please come now.
Well, welcome back, Mr. Ivan, and the rest of the Usenet here. You can put me down for the principal's panel. It taught me an awful lot. No, I'm only joking. Anything having to do with school, I learned a lot of electronics and electrical engineering stuff in school, and that's what got me through the rest of my life. And then I had mentors along the way, too many to mention. With that, I'm going to send it back to Net Control from W2SAL back to N2IF.
All right, 73 is there still, and you have a good one, and speaking of that, school is coming up soon for me, so, yeah, anyway, 73, have a good one there still, and that's the end of our list, so I'll tell you to send it back to Vicky to get us some more check-ins. Down to you.
Thank you, Evan, you're doing a great job. This is Vicky, K-A-V-K-Y, taking more check-ins for the Usenet. Twice and slowly, please.
Victor Echo 5, Quebec Uniform, VE5QU.
Kilo Bravo 2, Whiskey Golf Charles. Kilo Bravo 2, Whiskey Golf Charles Mobile.
Hello, Echo 2, Golf Sierra Zulu Mobile.
Alpha, Bravo 1, Delta, Quebec.
All right, we had James from Cheshire, Connecticut, AB1DQ. From Suffolk, New Jersey, we had Alexander, KE2GFZ. From Homosassa, Florida, Kevin, KB2WGC. And from Christopher Lake, in Canada, we've got Randy VE5QU. Is there anybody else?
K2AP. K2AP.
All right, we also had on there Joe, K2AP.
Alpha Bravo.
All right, we also had on there K2AP and... AB6Z. And I'll pass it on over to Ivan. Tonight's question is, who taught you the most? K-A-V-K-Y.
Thank you, Vicky. This is Ivan, N2IF. And the question tonight is, who taught you the most? And let's take our mobiles first here. First up, we got KB2WGC, Kevin in Homosassa, Florida. Please come now.
Good evening, everybody. And Vicky, I hope you had a good birthday. Just to let you know, you don't sound a day older. Ivan, good to have you back. The bad news is you're back to school. My mentors, I got to give it my parents for values and a worth ethic. But for amateur radio, Silent Key Tom, who taught me a lot about it, kept me going. And I wish he was still here. Everybody have a good evening and have a safe weekend. KB2WGC.
Well, after that, 73 there, Kevin, I could definitely say that that is true. had a great summer this year. I'm kind of sad to see it go away, but I guess, yeah, that's all right. Anyways, 73 is there, Kevin. Next up, we got KE2, GSZ, Alexander, and Sussex, New Jersey. Please come now.
KE2, GSZ. I am mobile here, actually in Plattsburgh, New York, heading to my family cabin. And I would say, radio-wise, people who taught me the most, I would say, is the club I joined down in Sussex, New Jersey, which would be the Sussex County Amateur Radio Club. I joined with nobody and no friends in the amateur radio, and joining that club, I've learned a lot. And as for everything else, I would say my father's been a big impact on teaching me many things. Back to Net Control, KE2, GSZ.
Roger that. 73 Senator Alexander, have a good one, and hopefully we can hear you on the internet more. Next up, we're done with the roll, so we're going to go back to the top of the list with ZE5, QU, Randy from Christopher Lake, Canada. Please come down.
Thank you very much, Ivan, and I was kind of hoping Vicky might even try and say the word Saskatchewan, but I get a kick out of that every time. The probably my most, as far as people who have I've admired is in the amateur radio world, back from my CB days, back when I was 14, 15 years old, there was lots of CB clubs back then, and I had a lot of people that took me in for that, and then when I got to about 22 years old, I really wanted to become a ham, and I went to the local ham radio club here in Saskatchewan, Saskatoon, actually, and a lot of the hams just totally took me in and did a lot of the annual events and stuff, and putting up antennas and things like that, and ham fests, I guess, and also the, you know, that kind of thing. So it was a lot of fun, and I'm now been an amateur for about 35 years, and it's been a lot of fun. Still operate a lot of high frequency as well. Back to you from BE5QU.
Well, Roger, that's 73 to you there, Randy, and I can definitely get that there with the radio club. Definitely, my radio club's taught me a ton of stuff about ham radio, and I actually wouldn't be doing this Ethernet right now if it wasn't for one of the guys telling me about it, about this net when I first got licensed. So, yeah, there's definitely something interesting there, but anyways, I'll say 73 to you there, Randy. You have a good one, and next up we have Alpha Bravo 1, Delta Quebec, James in Cheshire, Connecticut. Please come now.
Well, good evening, Ivan, and
hi, James, you heard the first start of your transmission, but your finger may have came off the PCT button there, so if you're still there, I don't know if maybe your handheld battery's low or if your finger just slipped off, but yeah. We'll come back. Anyway, 73. Next up, we have K2AP, Joe in East Islip, New York. Please come now.
Good evening, Ivan. Good evening, Suzette, Vicky. Good evening. I would have to say, as far as amateur radio goes, electronics, I don't know him personally, but a guy that wrote a book about electronics, his name was Alfred Powell Morgan, A.P. Morgan. And he had 7 sons, but he wrote all these books to keep his sons occupied, and then he published them. But I would say I learned the most about electronics, and it kind of led me into ham radio through that. So that's my answer.
This is K2AP, back to net.
Back to net, 73 is you there, Joe. You have a good one. And next up we have AB6Z. Thomas, I don't really know how to pronounce that, but Missouri, please come now. AB6Z, Thomas, I'm taking you in Missouri. Are you still with us? All right, we'll mark you in and out there. Well, anyways, I'd like to head back up to AB1DQ, James, in Cheshire, Connecticut. Are you still with us?
Yes, I am. I think I had locked out my transceiver, Ivan. Good net and good support. I would have to say that I learned the most from my dad. Taught me a lot about life and a lot of practical stuff, too. Back to net control from AB1DQ.
And I'm hearing that now. AB1DQ, James, Cheshire, Connecticut. Please come now.
This is AB1DQ in Cheshire, Connecticut. Ivan, I would have to find it caught me the most. AB1DQ, back to net.
All right, 73, Sir James, you have a good one. And next up, we'll pass it out back to Vicky. This is N2IF.
Thank you very much. This is Vicky, K-A-V-K-Y, and Ivan did a great job. It's almost 8:30, so we're going to take some more check-ins, and then we're going to hand it over to Grayson, KG4BUT, and Sal, W2SAL. So take some more check-ins twice and slowly, please. And then taking check-ins for the YouthNet, twice and slowly.
Kilo Quebec 4, Gulf Lima Yankee. Kilo Quebec 4, Gulf Lima Yankee. Chris and Parrish, in and out.
N2BH, N2BH.
All right, folks, this is Dale, W2SAL for the Usenet. We're still looking for some more check-ins. If you want to check in to tonight's net, please call me now. We'll get you in the logbook. All right, from the bottom up, we've got Bill, N2BH. We've got Chris, KQ4GLY, who was an in and out. And we got AB6Zulu, Thomas. All right, with that, I'm going to send it over to Mr. Grayson, and you can run him, Mr. Grayson.
Alrighty, thanks, Sal. Hi, AB6Z, Thomas from, I'm going to have a real bad name with these city names. I'm sorry, but I can't pronounce that city. Hi. It's Mississippi, but I can't pronounce the state. Oh, not state, city, I'm sorry. AB6Z, Thomas from Mississippi, are you with us? I guess he's not with us. N2B8, Bill from Paramount, New York.
Good evening, Grayson, Ivan. Everybody, you guys doing a good job there. Good to have you back. And in life, it would be my father, but as far as ham radio, really didn't have an Elmer. So Mr. YouTube showed me an awful lot and helped me out quite a bit. Have a great weekend. N2BH.
It's always kind of hard to beat YouTube, you know. Anyway, next up, I will be handing it over to Sal, W2BH, to call for more check-ins.
Thanks, Ivan. All right, folks, we're looking for some more check-ins for tonight's Usenet, and the question tonight is, who taught you the most? Don't forget, you can always ask one of the Usenet questions directly, not related to that question. So with that, we'll take any more check-ins. Go ahead. And if someone's teeing up, I'm not quite getting you, so try it again. All right, folks, I'm going to give you one more chance to check in. If not, I'm going to start dancing over here, and we'll really scare you up. All right, we're still looking for a bunch. We've got about 20 minutes left in this Usenet. I know it's kind of short notice for you. We had some issues in the last 2 weeks with technical difficulties, but we're still looking at rolling again for this year, so please come now.
This is Kilo 6 Alpha Delta Sierra, K6ADS.
November 4 Romeo Hotel Echo, November 4 Romeo Hotel Echo.
All right, anyone else out there want to get in on this? Please call now.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot 2 back November. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot 2 back November.
I'll jump in. November 0 X-ray Lima Papa. November 0 X-ray Lima Papa.
K7FPS.
I guess I found the ticket. If I don't threaten to dance, you guys won't come out and play. All right. From the bottom up, I got Freddy. K7FPS. I got Rodney. November 0. XLP. I got Wyatt. Long time no hear, bud. KF8FQN. I got Roger, November 4, R-H-E, and I got Andrew, K6-A-B-S. With that, I'm going to turn it back over to Grayson, KG4-B-U-T from W2-S-A-L. Go ahead, Grayson, it's all yours.
All right, thanks, Al. K6-A-B-S, Andrew from Glen Boney,
hold on one second. Yeah, Glenborn Millen. Good evening, Control. I'm currently stationed in Orlando, Florida. This is where our new house is, so need to update the call sign address eventually, but this is where we're at now. Thanks for having me, and I appreciate you guys. Welcome back to being Net Control. I hope you guys had a great summer vacation, and I hope you're going to have a great school year. This is K680S back.
All right, 7-4-E's to you. Andrew, all right, do you have an answer for tonight's question? Who taught you the most?
I apologize. I didn't hear the question. I just got on frequency a few minutes ago. So who taught me the most? Is that the question?
Correct. That is the question.
Thank you very much, Net Control. Sorry for the confusion. Who taught me the most? I'm going to say my parents did, my mother and my father. My mother taught me everything that I'm supposed to do,
and my father taught me everything I'm both very valuable lessons. Back to Net Control. Thank you again, 7-3 for now. This is Kilo 6, Alpha Delta Sierra, Orlando, Florida.
Alrighty, 7-3 to you, Andrew. Next up, N4RHE, Roger from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Good evening, Grayson. November 4, Roman Teleco. I can hear the change in your voice. Sound good. You say, Thurston, my father, he was a university professor, and he taught me the most, and he's one of the smartest people I've ever known. November 4, Roger, I'm enthusiast. Good to hear you guys.
7-3 to you, Roger. Next up, KF8FQN, Riot from Amway City, Michigan.
Well, good evening, I forgot your name, sorry about that, but everybody else on the net. So who has taught me the most? It would be my mom and my dad. My mom taught me basic human stuff, and then my dad has taught me a lot of skills and stuff that helped me out with ham radio and school and things like that. One thing I want to mention too, I got my first HF radio. It's a Yaesu 891 with a field radio manpack around it. Anyways, back to you.
Alrighty, 7-3 to you, Wyatt. Next up, N0XLP, Wandy from Buffton, South Carolina. I didn't really understand anything, Rodney, if you want to try again. Oh, okay, let's just skip over Rodney. K7FPS, Fred from Reno, Nevada.
Hey, Grayson, Sal, Vicky, and everyone on the net, K7FPS. That's a really hard question to answer. I probably spent the most time with my next-door neighbor who liked to play with power tools, and my dad didn't. And also, I liked hanging out with them. And I'm going to say my next-door neighbor back in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Can I turn that question around to you, Grayson?
I'm going to ask my parents. It's going to be my answer for this one. Simply Seaside, and the fact that I don't know if any more check-ins. We've been, like, dry. I just don't think we've gave anybody a heads-up warning because, we did just start after summer. So I'll hand it back to Sal to talk to more people if there's any.
Thanks,
Grayson, you're doing a great job out there. I don't know how you're pronouncing some of those towns and cities. I look at them and I get confused with them, so you're doing all right. All right, folks, we need probably about another 15 or 16 more people to check in here to wind this up at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. We don't mind going a few minutes over either, so towards the end there, we'll do an in-and-out quick run. But for now, we'll take call signs at this time. Please call now.
Kilo Charlie 3, Foxtrot Golf Delta. Kilo Charlie 3, Foxtrot Golf Delta.
All right, anyone else wishing to check in, please call now. We'll proceed as going as we're going.
KQ4UBK. I'll be in and out.
All right, Chris, KQ4UPK, we got you in and out. From the bottom up, we got Ray, KC3FGD, and we got Tom, KD2DOM. With that, I'm going to send it over to Grayson, and you can run those top two, and we'll do another call out if we need to. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, y'all. I wasn't paying attention, though, for a second. KD2TOM, Tom from Lockheed Point, New York.
Hey, everybody. Good job on the net. I'm going by the question. I'm going to say I'd have to go between either my parents or a school teaching me to both, so I'll probably stick to the parents.
Alright, so first to Tom. Next up, KC3FGD, Ray from Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania. The curriculum tonight is who taught you the most?
Hey, good evening, Grayson, and everyone on the net. Got to give all the credit to my parents. Steered me in the right direction, taught me right from wrong. And if it wasn't for, and of course school had a lot to do with it also. So if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be making a day of 86 this Christmas. So got to credit all to them. Hey, everyone, have a wonderful evening. Back to net control.
All right, send for you to Ray. Next up, JQ4UPK, Chris from Hollywood, Florida.
Hey, everybody. This is KQ4UPK, Chris in Hollywood. I have to say that I learned the most from my mom and my dad, my parents, for sure. Learned a lot in school, but a lot of the things that mattered in life, I learned from my mom and dad. All right, 7-3s to all on the net, and all listening.
Have a great night. KQ4, UPK.
Back to net control.
All right, since we see Chris. Next up, I will hand it back over to Sal, W2SAL, to call for more check-ins.
All right, thanks, Grayson. Just a quick reminder and a couple announcements, folks. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., we have a 40-meter net on 7.245 thereabouts. And don't forget, Morning Brew, Monday being a holiday, go out and celebrate. And the Morning Brew will not take place Monday morning. Everyone have a safe holiday, and we expect to see you here Monday evening. As far as that goes, and at this point here, we'll take some other check-ins. So please call now.
November 7, Foxtrot Golf Papa. November 7, Foxtrot Golf Papa.
KA4, JAZ. KA4, JAZ.
straight and in and out.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Mike November, KE8.
KF8GAH, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Alpha Hotel, in and out.
Alright folks, as I stated, I will be here Monday night. If you haven't tuned in yet, there's a night shift. Runs 9:30 to 11:30 with Other Scott from Jamestown. It's a great, interesting night to be had, so stop on in and say hello to him, and he won't charge you for the entertainment either. He's a great guy. Unlike me, I'm going to charge you if I have to get on this table and dance to get the last couple calls in here. So let's try it one more time. We'll do a final call at this time, and then I'm going to just do some in and out.
Kilo Juliet 5, India Mike Zulu, KJ 5, IMZ, in and out.
All right, from the bottom up, I've got in and out, KF 8. G-A-H, K-A-4, J-A-Z, and I just got K-J-5, I-M-Z, that just rolled in, and K-E-8, S-M-N, and then November 7, F-G-P. With that, I'm going to send it to Grayson, and Grayson, you can run them. Go ahead.
Thanks, Al. N7FGP, Scott from Jamestown, New York.
Good evening, Grayson, and hello, Sal. Thanks for the plug. I think my grandfather probably taught me the most growing up, and it was him. Thanks for doing the net. And Grayson, did you have a good vacation?
It's M3C Scott. Next up, KE8SMM, Jeff from Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Good evening, everyone. My answer would be my mother and father. Learned a lot, taught me all the right stuff. Had a lot of other people teach me, but they were probably influential. KE8SMM.
So for you, Jeff, and next up, to answer your question, Scott, because apparently I did miss you. I did have a good vacation. So for you, to you, Jeff, did I already say that? KJ5IMZ, Dan from Spring, Texas.
Hey, good evening. Thanks for hosting, and I definitely would be my father. He taught me how to hunt, how to survive on the land, and it was, I miss him dearly, so hope you all have a great weekend. KJ5IMZ.
All right, folks, this is going to be our last call for the East Coast Reflector Youth Net for today. We'll see if we can get you in there in a lot before we shut her down in the next 5 minutes. So please call now. We'll get you in. It doesn't matter if you want to be an in and out or you want to talk. Ask Grayson a question. And tonight's question is, who taught you the most? With that, let's open them up for call signs.
Victor 44 Kilo Mike, in and out. Victor 44 Kilo Mike, in and out.
Victor and Juliet, KO4 VTJ, Gilbert, in and out.
Kilo Foxtrot
Hi, everyone. This is Greg, KG4BT here. We'd like to thank everybody here for checking in. I am typically at 70 check-ins. We only got, like, what, a little, like, 30-something. It's fine because, like, I don't think we've, like, advertised enough. Especially because we're just now starting off. Since, like, May, I think, of this year. So, yeah. We'd like to thank everybody for participating in the Usenet. With that said, this is KG4BT. I am declaring, I will put the East Coast Reflector W2ECL back to normal operation. 7-3-ECL.
Good evening. 21 hours.
Audio level is slightly higher than average. Audio level is normal.
Hey, Fred, your audio net level is normal. You got the parrot node connected. K8VKY.
Node 27339 disconnected. Good evening. 22 hours. Sunny. 57 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 59 degrees.